There are two types of people in the King's community. There are those who have seen the musicals here at King's, and there are those who haven't. For those who have, you know everything I'm about to say. You know how incredible they are. The costume, the sounds, the lighting, the performances, the directorship. For those people who haven't, you might miss the fact that last night, the opening night of School of Rock, had another layer to it, another level. Ty Arnott, one of our Year 12 boys who lives and breathes theatre, was knocked down with COVID-19 the day before opening night. Sam Turner, who you might be able to hear the dulcet tones emanating from the theatre right now, had to take on that role at less than 24 hours' notice. And he knocked everybody's socks off. It was incredible to do that as somebody who has been in productions here at King's over the years, to do that with 24 hours' notice. I couldn't even comprehend it. To me, it would be almost impossible. Congratulations to Sam on behalf of the King's community, and to think about the productions that were done with John Haig decades and decades ago, to hear from Michael Turzo about what the production looks like and the obstacles that had to be overcome is going to be a real King's cast treat.
There's actually quite a lot of prep that goes into getting a show ready, even just for the kids to get to auditions. But once we're at that point, when we've chosen a show and we're ready for the kids to audition, there's a big audition process, which is exciting unto itself. In term four, we start with the basics. We've got to learn the songs, we've got to learn the choreo, we've got to learn the dialogue, and we block things out in a very skeleton type way. Then as we really start to get to know the show, we start refining those skills. So the rehearsals become more and more intensive as the process continues. That's when we start layering things in so that things become more interesting, more complicated, and more ultimately exciting for the audience to watch.
So I'm playing Dewey Finn, who's obviously played by Jack Black. In the movie that people have come to love and know, this guy's a kind of a wannabe rock star. I guess every teenage boy kind of wants to be a rock star. So it was it's a cool experience to be able to pick up a few instruments, run around on stage, and be able to pretend to be someone that I'm not. That's acting at the end of the day, really.
In the show, I play as Freddie Hamilton, who is the drummer. Freddie Ham, very interesting character he is. All he loves to do is just play drums, that's it. Drums. Reading the music, it wasn't actually my type of music playing. Obviously, the music that we're playing in School Rock is pop and rock. I'm more of a swing player, so obviously I had to go in this whole different rock world and learn all this music. So it's actually really fun learning all this new music.
So I've always been told that I'm very similar to my character, actually. I play Summer Hathaway, and so she's very studious. She goes by the rules a lot. And over the show, she does gradually loosen up and gets to rock it out. And I think that's a really great thing about being able to resonate with my character. I get to undergo this journey with her and have a good time while doing it.
I play the role of Zach Mooneyham in the show. And so what it involves is one of the four kids who plays live on stage. So I play the guitar. It's really interesting because I'm actually self-taught guitar, so haven't really had much experience, but it was really fun with the show. I'm working on that.
Obviously what you see on stage is the kids performing, but there's so much that goes on behind from a technical point of view. Apart from all the really wonderful teachers that we've got from both Tara and King's working on the show, the drama, the music, staff. We have a whole bunch of industry professionals that really mentor these kids through all the different components, whether it's choreography, lights, sound, costume, technical, backstage. There is a plethora of wonderful both parents, old boys and industry professionals that are helping these kids through all components of this show.
Well, most of the boys are pretty switched on. They can comprehend it pretty quickly. It's like driving a car. You know, once you understand the basic principles, it's not that complicated. The students use the same program in a slightly modified form. They learn in the classroom upstairs. They can actually use this system here as well to do lighting. Obviously, they don't do it to the extent that we do for the shows. These are exactly the same as if you went to the opera house. The program's virtually the same, it's just on PC.
So I'm tech crew captain, so I'm just running around making sure everyone's doing their job. Before the show and then during the show, I fill in for anyone who's not here or has some trouble, and basically the professionals will tell me what to do and to help and stuff.
You naturally have the students and their mates coming along to see the show. You've got parents that are obviously very, very excited. But on top of that, I think you've got old parents, old boys, all of which are very, very supportive. I'm particularly thrilled the way that both old boys and old girls really come back to support the show. I think it's lovely that they are equally excited to see them have the same wonderful time that they had when they were on stage. And that's one of the things I love the most.
This theatre was like my home when I was at school. So it was a really good place for everyone to come, and coming back as an old boy and seeing like people I did musicals with as a student and coming back and seeing them really fulfill their final show. Tonight I'll be doing the mics for all the students and helping them set up with that. I do a little help backstage. I did about 5 shows in the tech crew before I went on stage, so I sort of know how everything runs here in that sort of sense. Oh, it gives me an absolute great buzz. It's something that I love to experience. I love seeing how happy all the kids are going on stage. Seeing the stars shine in their eyes is just brilliant.
So in doing School of Rock, it's the first time that we've actually put an on-stage band together with the normal